The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least of mine, you did for me. Whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome, naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' Then these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. On Saturday, I celebrated a wedding at the cathedral. And so this weekend, I've really been thinking about the beauty of marriage and how it truly is a gift of self. That when a husband and wife, when a man and a woman, on the day of their marriage, when they exchange their vows, they're not asking for something from the other, a particular good or service. They're asking for the other. When they say, "I will love you and honor you all the days of my life," they're saying, "I will give myself to you, and I expect you to give yourself to me." It's a covenant that they are forming. And it's so beautiful how the way God describes our relationship with Him is the exact same. He speaks of it as a marriage covenant. Sometimes there's the tendency to look at our relationship with God as a contractual one. Like, okay, Lord, if I do A, B, and C, then I expect you to do X, Y, and Z. But it's not a contract. It's not an exchange of goods and services. It's a gift of self. Our Lord says, "You will be my people and I will be your God. I will give myself to you and I expect you to give yourself to me." Which is how He can say, "Be holy for I am holy." And this is what holiness looks like. If you're going to be mine, this is the life I call you to live. And just like a husband and a wife, you know, and I oftentimes think maybe as a man, like that a man needs a woman more than a woman needs a man. But the reality is, so a husband and wife, they give themselves to one another because they lack things that the others offer to them. Like a man lacks something that a woman must provide, and vice versa. And so they need this gift of self. And all the more so with our Heavenly Father. So when our Lord says, "I expect you to see me in others, to serve me in others," how is that possible? It's only in and through first the gift that He has made of Himself. It is totally impossible. It's why the unrighteous, they say, "Lord, when was that, right? How did we miss it?" Because if we haven't first received Christ into us, We're not going to notice Him in others, and we're not going to give Him to others. My brothers and sisters, every single day, and it's so beautiful that you're all here. I see it's a day off for many of you. It is so beautiful that every single day God renews His marriage covenant to us. That He provides every single thing we lack every single day of our life. When you leave here, you can say, I lack nothing for everything I'm going to face today. I can find Jesus in others and I can give them Jesus because Jesus dwells in me. We have the fullness of grace every single day of our lives, and we can fulfill all He calls us to. And we ask Him today as we come forward, and the moment we receive Him, that's the renewal of the marriage covenant, because He gives Himself to us and He asks for us to give ourselves to Him. And it's that gift of self through which we are able to accomplish all that He asks of us.